people who do those things are worshiping the Lord when they do them.
但是有些人这样做的时候，他们实际上是敬拜了上帝。
Listening to sermons, that's not worship.
听讲道也不是敬拜。
But some people, when they listen to sermons, they are listening to the very voice of God and they are worshiping Him as they listen.
有一些人他们在听讲道的时候，他们实际上知道他们所听的是上帝的话语，他们是真正的在敬拜的。
We have been studying this week the essence of worship.
我们在这个礼拜所学习的是有关于敬拜的本质。
The essence of worship has to be distinguished from the expressions of worship.
而这些本质呢，必须要被能够辨识出来，是从一些从敬拜的表达上面被看出来的。
Jesus teaches us in John 4 that the essence of worship is spiritual action, not physical activity.
在约翰福音四章这边，耶稣所教导我们的敬拜的本质是我们属灵的活动，而不是在外的表现。
It is the spiritual action of the mind, the heart, and the will.
它是心智、心性跟意志的一种属灵活动。
Worship does not take place in buildings, it takes place in the human spirit.
敬拜不是在一个建筑物当中发生的，它是在人的灵里面发生的。
This worship we have been considering is in its essence a communion with God in which our minds and our hearts and our wills are alive to Him.
而我们把这样的一个敬拜说明为是我们的心，我们的尾声，我们的全人跟上帝的一种交通。
Yesterday we began our reflections on God's standard for acceptable true worship.
上帝对于真实的敬拜，他的两个要求，我们昨天我们讨论的第一个部分。
The divine standard has two parts to it.
这个神圣的标准有两个部分。
Jesus says, first of all, that we must worship in spirit.
也就是说，我们必须以心灵来敬拜。
That is, that worship takes place in the spiritual man, not the physical man.
的意思是说，是属灵的这个人在敬拜，而不是属肉体的这个人在敬拜。
We may express spiritual worship through our physical bodies.But the essence of it that God requires is the action of the mind and the heart and the will.
我们可能会用肉体的方式来表现出来我们的敬拜，可是这个敬拜的本质发生在我们心灵的是我们属灵的心智、心性跟意志上面。
You remember from Tuesday that that is precisely what the Pharisees and scribes were not doing.
记不记得在礼拜二的时候，我们有看到那个听到有关法利赛人他们所做的。
And as a result, Jesus says, "Your worship is in vain."
而且耶稣跟这些法利赛人来说，你们的敬拜是枉然的。
Today we look at the second of those two standards for acceptable worship.
那今天我们要看上帝能够所接受的敬拜的第二标准里面的第二项。
The first was in spirit, and the second is in truth.
第一个部分是以心灵，第二个部分是以诚实或以真理。
Let us hear once again verse 24 from our text.
那在我们刚刚有读的这个第二十四节。
God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实来拜他。
The concept of truth in the scripture is broad and exceedingly varied in its nuances and subtleties of meaning.
好，在这边我们中文翻成诚实，可是我会用真理跟诚实对照的说，在这个地方真理所使用在圣经里，我们可以看到不同的解释，它有个很宽广，并且有不同的一点点不同的这样的意义。
Scholars group together the various truth words and their meanings in many ways.
很多的学者他把这样的真理的这个概念用一些不同的方式来形容。
The meaning of truth in the scripture may be a matter of, number one, correspondence.
有以下的这几个定义，其中第一个就是说它是一致的，是符合的。
Or of character, number two.
第二个部分是某一种属性。
Or thirdly, of true teaching.
第三个是真实的教导。
Or fourthly,of divine revelation.
第四项它是一个神圣的启示。
First,
第一个部分
truth understood as an issue of correspondence consists in expressions about actuality or reality or certainty.
当我们谈到说这个真理是指的说符合或者一致的这个特用这种方式形容，是我们是指说它是符合现实面的，它是符合实际的事物的，或者它是一种确实的事情。
This usage prevails in such notions as telling the truth, or speaking the truth, or acting in truth.
那它的应用就是说，可能我们讲一个真话，或者我们说真实的话，或者我们在一个真实的状态下，把它实实在在给行动出来。
Secondly,truth as an aspect of character is about honesty, sincerity, and faithfulness.
第二个部分，如果我们把它当作是一种属性或者一种品格的话，一种品格的话，它是指诚实、诚恳或者是一种忠诚度。
This is a usage rooted in the personal quality of being true or being faithful to an external standard, namely the will of God.
他的 讲的是指一个人他的内在的这种品格，他对于上帝的旨意或者上帝的道路保持一种忠诚度，或者一种完全真实的去跟随。
Thirdly, as true teaching, truth is expressed in propositions, decrees, commands, and similar constructions.
好，第三个部分是指真实的教导，它是指说是某一种主张或者一种判断或者是一个命令。
Such truth may consist in singular statements that we call truths.
它可能是只是一句话，然后我们说这个就是真理。
Or in a body of truths, as in the gospel or the kerygma.
或者是很一个比较是复数的，好，很多的集合，把它当作集合性的名词，像福音，我们也可以称它是用这个字是真理。
Or to the whole of God's truth in general.
或者是比较普遍性，我们来谈到有关于上帝，它就是真理这种普遍性的形容法。
Most importantly, this truth is an expression of God's nature and will, and is therefore God's truth.Not man's, yet it is truth by which man must live.
那所以在这一个在这一个种类上面的话，它是在指跟上帝有关或上帝的真实，是上帝他自己所讲的或他所命令的性真实，不是人的。但是人要在上帝的这样旨意里面活出这个真实。
And number four, finally, truth may be understood as.Divine revelation.
第四个部分，这个真理也可以被解释为是一种神圣的启示。
Truth in this perspective consists in all that God has made known of Himself, His will, and His purposes.
这是指说上帝他让人去明白有关于他的旨意、他的意念，还有他的目的是什么。
Such truth is rooted in His person.And nature.
这样子的一个真理或真实是建立在上帝他的本性上面的。
And this truth has been revealed in and through his communication with man and with his mighty deeds on the earth since the beginning of human history.
那这样子的一个真理，自从开始有人类的历史以来，就借着上帝跟人的这种交通，包括他对人说的话，以及他在人类历史当中的各样的行为作为，来跟我们沟通出来，来显示出来。
This process of revelation reached its climax in Jesus, the truth made flesh.
而这样的一个神圣启示的高潮点就在于耶稣基督道成肉身这样子的一个作为上面产生。
Although truth from this perspective embraces and encompasses the whole of the true teachings we mentioned before, such truth as divine revelation offers us a slant on God's truth, which views it as a part of a dynamic process of divine disclosure.
虽然我们刚刚所提到的这样的一个真理跟我们的第三项真实的教导是有关系的，因为上帝借着这些真理的真实或真理的教导使我们认识他，但是在第四项神圣的启示里面还包含着有关于上帝他的作为，他的创造，人可以从这个当中看着一切都比较偏向于对于上帝来更加认识的，这样也形成一种神圣的启示。
This divine disclosure is not only contained in words, but is witnessed in God's nature and God's actions.
也就是说，这样的一个神圣启示不只是从教导，就是上帝的话语来产生，它也从上帝的创造跟上帝的作为中，我们人可以得到这样的神圣启示。
It is within this framework of meaning that we will undertake our examination of John 4.
所以我们在这样子的一个架构当中，我们要来检视看在约翰福音四章当中所讲的是什么。
When Jesus speaks of truth in this text, he is speaking of divine revelation and divine reality as expressed in his being, his acting, and his speaking.
当耶稣在第四约翰福音四章在提到这种神圣启示的时候，他实际上是在讲一种从他耶稣他这边自己来的这种启示，他是一个什么样的人，他是怎么样的作为，以及他在说些什么样的话。
When we read worship in spirit and worship in truth, the preposition in, that connecting word, serves to locateThe sphere of reality or the domain within which authentic worship takes place.
好，当我们的这个字以真理，那因为以这个字哈，在英文里面它有一个在真理里面的意思。我们这边中文是写以真理。当我们看到以这个字的时候，或者在真理里面的时候，我们知道这个敬拜是发生在一个它的实际状况哈。你把它当作一个球的话，它当中是。属灵的那个层面跟真理那个层面是在那个当中发生的。
Thus, the worship that is acceptable to God takes place simultaneously within these two overlapping and interpenetrating spheres of reality.
所以在敬拜的实际面上面，你好像看到两个半球，他们是互相紧密的连结，而且互相包含在对方里面，就是我们讲的属灵层面跟真理层面。上帝能够接受的敬拜是发生在这样的一个实际敬拜的这个一个球里面的。
The question immediately before us then is this: What kind of worship is in truth?
所以我们现在要问的问题就是说，那要在这个真理里面敬拜的话，是怎么样的一种敬拜呢？
First, the kind of worship that is in truth is a worship born of the truth.
第一个这种敬拜就是说，它是由真理所诞生、所产生的一种敬拜。
Worshipping the right God in the right way originates with God's truth, for no other source is capableof being the point of inception or the place of beginning for true worship.
我们在讲的真实的敬拜，它要开始产生这样的敬拜，必须是从上帝他自己的真理来产生的，没有任何的其他的作为或说法能够产生能被上帝接受的真实敬拜。
Most particularly, no lie, no error, no falsehood can ever generate true worship.
没有任何的谎言、欺骗或者错误的作为能够产生真实的敬拜。
When truth brings worship into being, the very power of God is required.
我们要当真实的敬拜要产生的时候，上帝的能力必须是在当下同在的。
The truth that causes acceptable worship is not merely a set of propositions or assertions.Rather, it is an empowered revelation of God's will which effects changes in our lives.
而这样的真理的产生并不是一个宣告、一个宣言或任何的一个主张，它是上帝的能力在我们人的生命中做出了一个作为，使我们改变，并且能够借着这样的改变看出上帝的真理来。
The worship that is acceptable to God is worship which has its birth in the sphere of God's truth.
所以能够被上帝所接受的真实敬拜，必须是在上帝的真理当中所产生的敬拜。
Second,
第二个部分
the kind of worship that is in truth is worship built on the truth.
就是敬拜，真实敬拜必须要建立在真理上面。
Here we draw upon the analogy of erecting a building, let's say a temple.
我们用一个建筑物的方式来做我们的例子，我们说像圣殿好了。
In order for this temple of authentic worship to stand the test of time and endure the many assaults on its structural integrity, it must be built on a sure and strong foundation.
一个我们建立当一个圣殿建立起来的时候经过这样子长久的时间都要能够让它屹立不摇有什么坏那个攻击到它的根基的时候它都不会倒塌也不会坏掉它必须建立在一个非常稳固的根基之上。
Using a construction analogy, Jesus in Luke 6 contrasts two builders.
在路加福音六章的地方耶稣也使用这样一个例子来说明这样的事情。
One of them hears Jesus' words of truth and does them.
一个人他如果听到神的话又去耶稣的话又去做的话，他是用两个那个建造房屋的人来做比例哈。然后如果听到又去行的人
，The other man hears those same words of truth but does not practice them.
另外一个人他是听到的话，但是不去做。
The first man is wise, and the second man is foolish.
那第一个人他是有智慧的，第二个人他是愚蠢的。
The first man is wise like a man who builds on a rock foundation.
那这个第一个聪明的人呢，他就好像是把他的根基建在磐石之上。
The second man is foolish like a man who builds on sand.
那第二个那个愚笨的人，他就把根基建立在沙土之上。
In this parable, God's truth or Jesus' words is the rock foundation for all of life.
在这一个比喻当中呢，上帝的话或者就是耶稣的话，是指那一个根基，磐石的根基。
Throughout life, as the torrents of stress and strain come to us, any presence of error in our foundation will, in time, cause that foundation to crumble, and the building will come crashing down.
在我们一生当中啊，有时候会有一些焦虑，一些不好的事情来攻击我们，而我们的根基可能就会因为被毁坏，然后我们就倒塌了。
However, there is no stress from within or assault from without that can destroy God's truth or demolish the temple built on the foundation of His eternal truth.
但是一个殿如果建造在上帝他自己真理的磐石之上，没有任何的这些攻击或毁坏会临到。
True worship is worship that is built on the truth.
真实的敬拜它必须是建立在真理上面的。
Third, true worship is a worship fueled by the truth.
第三个部分，真实的敬拜它必须是以真理来激发。
We shift metaphors once again as we think about worship as a fire burning in our hearts.
他这边用的这个字是那个点加油添火意思啊，所以我们用了一个例子，就是说，如果我们里面的那个灵的活动是像一把火一样。
What is the fuel that keeps the fire of worship flaming in the believer's heart?
那什么样的燃料呢，能够让你这一把火不要熄掉，可以让它一直不断的烧呢？
Is it not the same fuel which set ablaze the hearts of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus as they journeyed with the risen Christ?
这样的一把火不是跟去往以马忤斯路上那两个门徒里面心里有的这样的一个燃料是同样一种吗？
They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road?" And open the scriptures to us.
他说我们在路上当他耶稣跟我们讲话的时候我们听到这个圣经的时候我们心里面不是火热吗？
The fuel that keeps on feeding the fires of love and devotion and true worship to God throughout the believer's life is the word of Christ, God's truth, the Holy Scriptures.
所以这个对所有真实的信徒来说，能够使我们的心中保持住那一把为神火热的火，就是神他自己的真理，他自己的话。
True worship is worship that is fueled by the truth.
真理是靠着这样真实敬拜是靠着真理这样子的燃料而来使我们激发出来。
Fourth, this worship is a worship governed by the truth.
第四个部分的真实的敬拜是以真理来治理的。
Now comes the issue of who makes the rules.
所以现在我们要想的就是说谁来规定这些事呢？
Plainly, the Pharisees in Mark 7 had their own ideas about who was in charge and who should make the rules.
很显然的，在马可福音第七章，这些法利赛人很清楚的知道谁才是老大，谁要来把这一些的那个规矩给定出来。
However, the resounding and consistent assertion in Scripture is that God is sovereign and He makes the rules.
但是根据耶稣回答他们的这个经文呢，知道上帝才是那个老板，上帝来规定。
If our worship is to conform to the will and purposes of God, it cannot be governed either by the traditions of man or the willful spontaneity of those who do only what appears right in their own eyes at the moment.
如果我们知道我们敬拜的时候所对准的是上帝，那我们就知道我们所做的这一切的规定不能是来自我们人所造成的传统，或者是那一些在参与敬拜然后决定他喜欢或不喜欢的那一群人。
True worship is governed by the truth.
真实的敬拜是以真理来治理的。
Moreover, worship that is in truth is worshipfilled with the truth.
以真实的敬拜是被真理所充满的一个敬拜。
There are two aspects to this principle.
这个部分我们要用两个方面来看这一个部分。
First, this statement asserts that the very content of an authentic conversation with God consists of truth.
第一个部分我们要讲的是在敬拜当中的内容里面有着跟上帝的根据上帝的真理的一种对话。
This means that the content of the prayers, the songs, the sermons, and all other spoken acts in worship will convey and express and embody the truth.
我们在讲的是说，在敬拜当中的这些程序，诗歌、祷告、赞美，一切的这些程序都有着上帝他自己的真理在当中，并且或者使上帝的真理能够显现出来。
The second aspect of this fifth principle is equally important.
第二个部分也是同样的重要。
The worshippers themselves must be filled with the truth and truthfulness.
而第二个部分就是这些敬拜者，他们也要被真理充满，而且他们所做的必须是完全诚实的。
The Apostle Paul wrote, "Let the word of Christ, that is God's truth, dwell in you richly." Teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
哥罗西书三章十六节，保罗这边教导我们，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
For Paul, it is the word of Christ, Christ's truth, which living and abiding richly in the believer's heart serves as the source from which both true expressions of worship derive and mutual teaching and admonition originates.
对保罗来说是上帝他自己的话，他的真实他的真理从信徒的心中，从信徒的生命中涌流出来，存在心里，然后涌流出来，然后用各样的方式彼此能够交通，彼此能够帮助，彼此能够告知对方做的不对，用这样的一个状态来构成敬拜。
Similarly, the worshipper's truthfulness affects the integrity of worship.
而这些敬拜者他们的诚实也影响了这个敬拜是不是真实。
If in the singing and praying of the contents of worshipone is actually singing and praying things that are not actually believed, or if one is singing or saying things that one does not mean or intend, such worship is no longer in truth.
如果这个敬拜者他所唱的或说 他所祷告的并不是他真正所想的，或者他没有意愿要这样子想，或者他也不想这样做，那这样子的一个敬拜就是无效了。
To be filled with truth and truthfulness means there will be no insincerity, thoughtlessness, or pretense in song or prayer.
这要有一个完全以真理充满的敬拜，是指在敬拜的时候所唱的歌、所讲的祷告，不能是没有想过、不用心的，或者是假的。
Acceptable worship is filled with truth, God's truth, and our truthfulness.
能够被上帝所接受的敬拜，必须被真实跟真理充满，上帝的真理跟我们的真实。
Finally, worship that is in truth is worship sanctified by the truth.
最后一项。真实的敬拜是以真理来成圣的一个敬拜。
When we speak of being sanctified, we are referring first of all to a specific connection with God.
当我们在讲到成圣的时候，我们是在指一种跟神的特别的连结。
In the Old Testament, something that was sanctified or someone who was sanctified belonged to Yahweh.
在旧约的时候，某样事物或某个人，他是成圣的，或是属于圣洁的，表示他是属于亚威的。
In this usage, there is no moral or ethical content.
在这个地方，在这样子的讲法里面，它并不是属于在道德上或者在品格上的一种说法。
It was true in both instances that anything that belonged to God was holy or sanctified, and anything that was holy.Belonged to God.
这个说法两者都通，就是所有属于神的都是圣的，那属于神的必须是圣洁的。
We note that everything which had anything to do with worship was sanctified or made holy in this sense.
我们知道，如果要真实进入敬拜，不能没有什么东西是不圣洁的，可以进入这个敬拜的内容当中。
Progressively, during the Old Testament era, the notion of holiness or sanctification took on more and more of an ethical, moral, and spiritual tone, especially during the age of the prophets.
当我们读旧约圣经的时候，我们越往后面，我们越会看到，尤其是在先知的那个时代，有关于圣洁的教导越来越偏向有关于伦理啦、道德啦、该做怎么做的这样的一种教导。
In the New Testament, the concept of sanctification develops into a primarily ethical notion by which the transformation of the Christian into the very likeness of Christ becomes the essence of the holy life.
然后到了新约的时代呢，这个圣洁的教导跟你的道德或品格上怎么做，变成一个很重的连结，尤其是对于新初代教会的这些信徒，他们必须活出一种像基督一般的生活上面这一方面的教导。
In his high priestly prayer, Jesus prays for the disciples to be sanctified by God's truth.Which is His Word, John 17:17.
在约翰福音17章17节的地方，我们可以看到耶稣为他的门徒来祷告。
It is this acknowledgement of Jesus that it is the truth of God which sanctifies and makes holy, which leads to an understanding of how worship becomes holy.
那这样的一个祷告是，如果你们翻到的话，会看到说，耶稣为这些门徒求。有啊，耶稣他为门徒来祈求上帝用真理使他们成圣，这边说明了在这样的一个敬拜当中，必须在真理当中，敬拜时必须在真理当中来成为圣洁的。
The sum of the matter is this: sanctified worship requires sanctified worshippers.
也就是说，成圣的敬拜需要有成圣的敬拜者才会发生。
The ones who are privileged to stand in the holy place and enjoy fellowship with God are those who have both clean hands and pure hearts. Psalm 24.
能够站在圣所当中来向着这个圣洁的神敬拜者，他们必须是守节清心的人。
The entire process of making saints, hagios, holy ones, out of sinners and of transforming false worshipers into true worshipers is the action of God the Spirit working through the truth of God.
要从这一些罪人把这些罪人成为是能够在神面前敬拜的人，或者是那一些假的敬拜者，要把他们转化为真实的敬拜者，必须在圣灵的帮助下，由神的真理来使他们转化成为圣洁。
It is this divine action which makes it possible for us weak, imperfect souls to offer to God worship that is true and acceptable, holy and sanctified by the truth.
也是因为这样一个神圣的作为，使得我们这一些肉体软弱是的罪人，可以因着神的圣洁是真理的转化，成为圣洁，真实的来敬拜神。
So worship that is in truth is a worship sanctified by the truth.
所以一个真实的敬拜是指以真理来使成圣，是我们成圣的一种敬拜。
When we speak of the truth like this, the question arises as to what specific truths or bodies of truth are most at issue in worship.
所以接下来我们就要考虑了，当我们在讲这些真理的时候，到底哪一些方面的真理在敬拜当中是我们最先优先的考虑呢？
Briefly consider with me three categories of divine truth which are particularly relevant to the subject of worship.
在敬拜当中跟敬拜相关的这一些真理当中，我觉得最重要的有三个部分。
Those are the revealed truth about God, the revealed truth about us, and the revealed truth about worship.
这个三个部分就是神向我们启发的有关于上帝、关于人跟关于敬拜的真理。
The single most important body of truth for the practice of worship is...The truth about God.
最重要的一个在敬拜当中的真理，就是指跟上帝相关的真理。
A.W. Tozer, who was my first mentor in worship, wrote in his little book, The Knowledge of the Holy, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. The history of mankind will probably show that no people has ever risen above its concept."Of God. Worship is pure or base as the worshiper entertains high or low thoughts about God.
陶素他是叶教授叶老师他的第一个在敬拜当中第一个他的导师哈。那陶素有一本书叫做《认识至圣者》，这边提到说，对我们最重要的一件事就是我们想到神的时候。我们的脑子里面想的是什么？人类的历史告诉我们，没有任何的民族会进步超过他们所相信的。而人类的属灵上的历史，在宗教中所显出的各种伟大，都不能超过他们对于神的观念。宗教崇拜是纯净或者是污秽的，或者他们在宗教崇拜的纯净或污秽是在于敬拜者对于那一位神的认识，他觉得那位神是崇高或卑下而产生他们的宗教活动。
Tozer goes on to say that the gravest question before the church has always been God himself.
所以陶素接下去说，对所有的教会最重要的问题就是说，你们的神是一位什么样的神？
It does make a difference what one believes about God.
当我们的人认为这个神这个上帝是怎么样的时候，让我们做法不一样。
Wrong thoughts about God lead to wrong worship of God.
所以对上帝的不同错误的想法，我们就会用错误的方式来敬拜。
To worship God in truth is to worship God as he is, not as he's not.
要真实的敬拜神，要以上帝是谁来敬拜他，而不是以他不是谁来敬拜他。
Not to worship God as he isis to worship God in error and not in truth.
不以上帝是谁来敬拜他是一种错误的一种敬拜。
Always present is the temptation to worship God as we think him to be, or God as we want him to be, or God as we hope him to be.
一种 会不断出现的一种诱惑，一种试探，就是我们会想要敬拜那个神，是我们想要他成为那样的神，或者我们希望他成为那样的神，或者我们认为他是那样的神。
Worshipping God in error is actually not to worship God at all, but rather a God of our own making.
我们如果用这样的方式来敬拜神，我们就没有在敬拜了，我们只是在敬拜一个我们制造出来的东西而已。
God is who he is. I am who I am. Exodus 3:14.
上帝就是他自己，他自有拥有，他说他自己就是他。
Any temptation to edit God must be resisted, for yielding to such an enticement is blatant idolatry.
我们要对这个神加进去任何的不是属于他的这一些成分，这样的一个试探，我们要去拒绝，因为如果这样做，就变成偶像崇拜了。
The good news is this, that God has revealed himself to us as he is.
好消息是上帝以他自己，他把他自己是什么样的一个上帝已经启示给我们了。
We can trust all his revelations of himself.
我们对他的所有启示都可以信任。
While God has not revealed to us everything which will ultimately be known of him, all that he has revealed of himself is true and trustworthy.
神并不是说给我们看到一点点，然后慢慢的我们会完全看到，不是这样子。他所启示给我们的是完全真实，并且是可信靠的。
And while we may not fully understand all that God has revealed of himself, we nonetheless believe what he says about himself and worship him both in understanding and in mystery.
即使对他的全然的启示，我们有一些部分是不了解的，但是因着这样，我们可以在敬拜当中，我们可以敬拜他，在一种了解的部分跟相信这是属于奥秘的部分来敬拜他。
We all must be aware of the two common pathways which lead worshippers and their worship away from God as he is.
我们必须非常的警觉，有两个方面会把敬拜者脱远离神。
In Deuteronomy 4 and in Revelation 22, the Bible calls them the error of addition and the error of subtraction.
在申命记4章2节还有启示录22章18到19节的时候，这边有讲到说一种错误是自己去加添什么或自己去减了什么。
The error of addition consists in ascribing to God qualities, attitudes, and actions which go beyond what Scripture reveals to be true of him.
第一个部分就是说，我们可能会做一种错误的加添，对着这个神，他做过什么，说过什么，有什么样的作为，我们自己去加添在圣经所写以外的一些事情。
The error of subtraction consists in a rejection of the biblical revelation of God's person in certain of its aspects.
那这种错误的去删减有关于神的事情，在圣经里面所写的神的事情，我们拒绝去看去相信，所以我们就把它给剪掉了。
One must neither add to nor subtract from any of God's words, especially those words by which he reveals himself, his nature, his will, and his purposes.
任何人都不可以随意的去增加或者去减少上帝所说的话，尤其是那一些有关于他的心意或他的目的所指着写的那些话。
In the whole of one's belief system, what is most crucial, most important, and most determinative for life and worship is what one believes about God.
一个人生命中最重要的、最需要去决定的一个接下来就是我们对于这个神，我们所相信的是一个什么样的神。
Second, to worship in truth also necessitates our knowledge of the truth about man.
有关于真理就是敬拜中与真理最相关的密切，也包括对人的了解。
Failure to see and know ourselves as God sees us and knows us may also lead to the corruption of our worship.
我们对自己的看待与上帝对我们的看待不相符的时候，也往往造成敬拜的一种毁坏。
Not to understand who and what and how we are from God's perspective means that our worship will be marred by ignorance, pretense or deception.
如果我们没有办法了解上帝眼中的我们是怎么样的一个敬拜者的话，可能我们的敬拜当中会出现假装、欺骗或者无知。
Just as wrong thoughts about God prevent true worship from taking place, so wrong notions about ourselves can distort our attempts at communion with God.
当我们对自己有一个错误的看法的时候，影响到我们跟上帝如何的来交通。
Remember these words of Paul in Romans 12. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment and in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
不要看自己，对，这是罗马书十二章三节啊。保罗这边说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小和的合乎中道。
To think about ourselves in any way that actually contradicts what is true about us is not only dishonest, but such behavior is also filled with pride, which only serves to further pollute our worship.
当我们看自己不是所当看的时候，我们不只是没有办法在虚假的环境当中来与神交通，我们会带来骄傲，并且污染了我们将来的敬拜。
It is possible to fall into untruth in this matter.By the same two pathways of addition and subtraction.
而这样子的没有看自己所当看的，这一条使我们远离神，远离真实敬拜的这一条路，跟前面那一条，我们去增加或减少，神的话是有相关的。
The Apostle Paul, in presenting a norm for life in the body of Christ, warns believers about the errors of addition and subtraction in 1 Corinthians 12.
在哥林多前书十二章这边，保罗为这一种如何看待自己，然后不要增加也不要减少，定下了一个标准。
On the one hand, believers may think too highly of themselves.
有一些人他可能把自己看得很高。
Paul writes, "The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I don't need you,' and the head cannot say to the feet, 'I don't need you.'"
保罗他说眼睛不能告诉这个脚啊我不需要你，然后这是哪里，眼不能对手说我用不着你，把头也不能对脚说我用不着你。
On the other hand, believers may think too lowly of themselves.
另外一方面，信徒可能把自己看得太低。
Paul writes, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body.
OK, 我刚括的那块是错的，刚刚应该是在第十五节，那现在才是现在是第几节？
We call upon this text merely to illustrate.
verses
15 and 16.
OK, 好，这十五跟十六节没有错，好，就是我不是眼，所以我不属于这些，他把自己看太低了，虽然说我不是眼睛，所以我不属乎这个身子。
Okay, we call upon this text merely to illustrate the dangers of thinking wrongly about oneself in either direction, more highly or more lowly.
所以在这边我们看到那个危险性，如果你把自己看得太高或太低都是危险的。
When we speak of the truth about men, of what specific truth might we be speaking, and how does it affect worship?
当我们在讲人的时候，我们在讲关于人的生理的时候，我们必须知道人要怎么看待他，他会怎么样影响到我们的敬拜。
Reflect on this.
我们看这一个部分。
To believe that we are creations of God gives dignity to our worship.
好，如果我们看重我们是神所创造了，这给我们可以在尊严当中来敬拜。
To believe that we are sinners in God's sight marks our worship with a spirit of contrition.
如果我们相信我们是罪人，所以我们就可以在痛悔当中来敬拜。
To believe the truth that we cannot save ourselves or make ourselves acceptable to God creates in us a spirit of humility.
当我们看待自己，也相信我们自己不能救自己，这使我们接受上帝的救恩，并且在谦卑当中来敬拜他。
Believing that we are loved and chosen by God's grace to be His people and to experience His salvation brings to our worship a spirit of profound gratitude.
当我们相信我们是被上帝所爱，也是被他拣选的，那会这样的一个经验，得到这样救恩的经验，使我们的敬拜当中充满了很深层的感谢。
Knowing and believing that we are now and will forever be fully dependent on God for everything brings to our worship an increased measure of faith and trust in Him.
当我们知道也相信我们一生所有很甚至到永远都必须来依赖这位神，这使我们的敬拜一直增加，使我们能够在对上帝的信心跟信任的增加当中来敬拜。
And to believe that God has determined the purpose of our lives to glorify and magnify Him and delight in Him forever will fill our worship with a spirit of joy.
当我们相信上帝来当我们相信上帝的决定，他对我们的目的就是来遵从他，使他的荣耀被看见，这使我们的敬拜充满着从他那边来的喜乐。
And third, to worship in truth also requires that we know the truth about worship.
第三个部分要有真实的敬拜，就必须要考虑跟敬拜真理相关的事件。
Inasmuch as this lectureship in its entirety has been dedicated to exploring biblical truth about worship, we will consider that this matter is being addressed.
我们在这四天当中所学习的就是有关于敬拜的真理，从圣经里面看，所以我相信你们都已经知道了。
We conclude this portion of our study of worship in truth with a brief summary of the six primary sources for all of this truth within the Bible itself.
所以接下来最后我们要来看在圣经当中有关于这些敬拜真理的教导是在哪一些部分。
The question is this, exactly where do we find this truth about worship in the scriptures?
我们要问的问题是说我们如何在这本圣经当中找到这些有关于敬拜的真理呢？
First, we find extensive truth about worship in the biblical vocabulary of worship.
首先我们在圣经当中发现了很多有关于敬拜的语汇。
More than 500 words make up this large vocabulary containing the foundational verbs and nouns, the attitudes and emotions, the spiritual elements,and the many words for concrete physical actions.
在比超过500多个的字汇在这个圣经当中来描述有关于敬拜是它是动词或者是名词，它是属于态度或者情绪或者这种身体上必须要做的动作，这些字汇这些语汇建立了圣经崇拜圣经敬拜语汇的根基。
I've often said to my students, how can we pretend to know what worship is when we don't even know the biblical words for worship and what they mean?
他说如果你不懂得圣经里面有关于敬拜的这些智慧的话，那你怎么能够说你懂得敬拜呢？
Second, truth about worship abounds in the biblical descriptions of acts of worship and worship events.
第二个部分，圣经当中有对于敬拜的行动或事件的描述。
These narratives include accounts of solitary individuals at worship, small groups in worship, as well as large congregations in worship.
那这一些行动跟事件的描述，包括是一种个人单独跟神的亲近，或者是一个小组小团体他当中所做的事情，甚至是一个很大的集合会众的集合所产生那个时候产生的行动跟事件。
From all of these worship episodes, we learn truth by observing.From authentic worship taking place in the scriptures.
我们如果好好的去参考、去观察圣经当中这些的描述，我们能够学习到什么是真实敬拜的做法。
Third, we find important truth about worship in the biblical institutions of worship.
第三个部分，我们在圣经中会发现它里面也建立一些敬拜的制度。
By this we refer to the fundamental institutions of worship which were established by God during the biblical period.
在这个部分我们特别是指到神在某一些特定的时代当中自己所设定的一些制度。
These include the rites of sacrificial worship in the Old Testament, as well as the rite of the Lord's Supper and baptism in the New Testament.
包括在旧约时代所建立下来的各种的献祭制度，以及在新约和旧约这个洗礼，还有圣餐礼这样子的一个制度。
A fourth source of truth about worship is found in the biblical instructions for worship.
圣经中的第四个我们可以发现的是有关于敬拜的指示。
In the Old Testament, the entire book of Leviticus is filled with instructions about the practice of worship, as are the Psalms and the prophetic writings.
在旧约当中，你可以从利未记里面去看到各样的敬拜指示，也可以从诗篇还有一些先知书里面所看到。
In the New Testament, the words of Jesus we have been studying contain instruction on worship, as do the writings of Paul and Peter and John and the book of Acts and Hebrews.
那我们在耶稣自己的教导，或者在保罗的书信、彼得跟约翰的书信当中，以及在希伯来书，还有在使徒行传当中，你也都可以看到这一些指示。
And fifth, significant amounts of truth about worship are to be found in the literary texts of musical and spoken acts of worship in the Scripture.
此外，我们在圣经中也可以发现有关于对音乐或者对文学话语的这些文字音乐的应用的使用。
One of the largest single bodies of biblical material to provide truth about worship is found in the very text of worship, both sung and spoken.
我们在这个圣经里面，所以可以看到有关于如何进行崇拜、进行敬拜的这个描述当中，你会看到大量的描述有关用唱的或者是用讲的这样的一个描述。
The Psalms.As well as many other song texts and hymn fragments in both the Old and the New Testament, contribute much to the body of worship truth in the Bible.
在很多的地方，我们都看到这些诗篇的吟唱或者这种吟唱歌的吟颂歌的吟唱，在圣经里面大量的被记载，都被指为是真实的敬拜。
Major contributions also come from all the prayers in Scripture.And the confessional statements and numerous doxologies in the New Testament.
那我们也可以看到，在圣经里面有大量的祷告的祷告的这种经文或者是向神忏悔悔罪这样的一些陈述，还有一些大的颂歌这种赞美神的歌。
These materials are valuable because from them we learn exactly what biblical believers said to God when they sang and prayed to Him.
在圣经里面你所看到的这些描述是非常重要的，因为我们可以看见以圣经的标准当中怎么样子的一种敬拜是对着神所献上的。
The sixth and final source for the truth about worship in the Bible is located within the symbolic, analogical, and representational worship material in Scripture.
好，第六项你们的那个错了哈。第六项，圣经中也有描述许多跟敬拜相关的一些象征、一些灵物表征或预表的物件。
Throughout the course of biblical history, certain aspects of worship practice develop into lasting symbols of or analogies for or representations of worship in one or more of its dimensions.
在整个这种圣经的历史的这个发展，我们看到在敬拜当中出现了一些在敬拜中拿来使用的物件或者一些象征。
For example, the altar.
比如说祭坛。
Sacrifice.
献祭那个祭物。
Incense.
香，馨香。
The tabernacle.
会幕。
The temple,
还有圣殿,
these all take on such significance.
这些都非常的重要。
And two of the most important such symbols become virtual paradigms for worship, the throne and the table.
在现在我们看到敬拜当中最重要的两个物件可能就是宝座还有那个桌圣餐桌的那个桌子。
If our worship is to be in truth and not in error or in ignorance,Then we must find out what the Bible has to say about worship and live by it.
我们若不要在无知或者假装之中来敬拜，而是要在真理当中来敬拜的话，我们就要来看到圣经当中神自己说敬拜要怎么做。
Word of conclusion.
这是我的总结。
We began this week with a biblical call to recover the supremacy of God.
我们在今天这个礼拜的一开始，从圣经当中我们要看到如何的来恢复上帝在敬拜当中的主权。
Especially the supremacy of God in our worship.
主要是最重要的是在崇拜当中，上帝必须占有最优先的那个地位。
To respond to this call means that we would seek with intentionality and with the Spirit's help to seek the recovery.Of the supremacy of God in our pursuits.
而在要回应这样的一个呼召，表示我们必须要有心去追寻，在各样我们所寻求的事物上面去发现，并且恢复上帝他的第一优先权。
And in our delights.
在我们的我们的喜悦当中。
In our values.
在我们的价值当中。
In our affections.
在我们所热心想要做的事情当中。
And in our commitments.
在我们的 尾声当中要去恢复。
These past three days, we have been considering the priority of worship as we focused our attention on the words of Jesus in John 4.
然后在这接下来这三天的这个讲座当中，我们把焦点放在耶稣与约翰福音第四章里面所讲的话。
We began with six foundational principles.
那来了解有关于敬拜的最重要的六个原则。
God is seeking worshippers.
上帝在寻找敬拜他的人。
Only true worship is acceptable to God.
只有真实的敬拜是上帝会接受的。
True worship is not bound by time or place.
真实的敬拜是真实的敬拜不会被时间跟地点所束缚。
True worship is the fruit of true salvation.
真实的敬拜是救恩所结的果子。
We are living in the age of true worship.
我们正处在活在一个真实敬拜的时代当中。
The Holy Spirit is the energizer of true worship.
圣灵激发，他是对真实敬拜的激发者。
Yesterday and today, we have focused on a seventh principle.
昨天跟今天，我们重点放在第七个原则。
The New Testament standard of acceptable worship is in spirit and in truth.
新约当中所定下的能够被神接受的敬拜标准，就是要在心灵跟诚实中敬拜。
To worship in spirit means that worship takes place in the spiritual domain of the human spirit.
在属灵的敬拜，在心灵的敬拜，表示我们人里面的那个灵来真正来发生。
This worship is spiritual action.
这是一个心灵上的活动。
The spiritual action of the mind.
是我们心性的心灵活动。
The spiritual action of the heart.
是我们心智的活动。反过来。
The spiritual action of the will.
是我们意志上的心灵活动。
Today we've considered the second prepositional phrase to worship.In truth.
今天我们要所来看的是在敬拜当中以真理来敬拜的这个部分。
This means that true worship takes place in the reality sphere of divine revelation.
表示说我们在敬拜的神所启示敬拜的这一个实际面当中所发生的。
This worship is born of the truth.
这样的敬拜是在真理当中产生的。
This worship is built on the truth.
这个敬拜是在真理上面所建立的。
This worship is fueled by the truth.
这样的一个敬拜是以真理来激发的。
This worship is governed by the truth.
这样的敬拜是以真理来治理的。
This worship is filled with the truth.
这样的敬拜是被真理所充满的。
And this worship is sanctified by the truth.
这样的敬拜是在真理当中成圣的。
And the truth we speak of is primarily the truth about God.
我们所谈到的这些真理是指上帝的真理。
And the truth about us.
有关于人，我们自己的真理。
And the truth about worship.
以及敬拜自己的真理。
And the source of this truth is the Word of God.
而这些真理的来源就是上帝的话语。
God is spirit.
上帝是个灵。
And those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
拜他的人必须以心灵与诚实来拜他。
This is God's standard for acceptable worship.
这是上帝唯一能够接受敬拜的一个标准。
May God make of all of us Just such worshippers.
愿上帝使我们每个人都成为这样的敬拜者。
Remember, such the Father seeks.
这样的人要记得，上帝所寻求的就是这样的人。
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.